A must-read article in the November issue of Citrus Industry Magazine, which subscribers have received or will receive soon, offers suggestions for prolonging productivity of HLB-infected trees while boosting production in uninfected trees. The key, provided by three University of Florida researchers, is an integrated intensive horticultural management program that includes foliar nutrition sprays, ground fertilization, irrigation, and aggressive pest and weed control. It's November, and that means it's time for growers and production managers to gear up soon for a host of winter production practices. Florida's citrus extension agents describe important winter practices, especially management of weeds, nutrition, insects and mites, and diseases. The agents also address cold protection considerations in the November issue. Another article is aimed specifically at nursery owners and operators, who are a key part of the industry since they provide replacement trees for groves as well as for new plantings. This article addresses the importance of root temperatures in terms of the physiological responses of citrus trees to changes in root temperature. In yet another article, citrus growers who participated in a Citrus Industry Magazine and Southeast AgNet Grower Roundtable this summer discuss HLB, blight, canker, high-density plantings, and politics. As always, the November issue of Citrus Industry Magazine also provides information about out-of-the-grove developments that impact citrus growers, including actions by the Florida Citrus Commission and others. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.